In today's Mishnah, so in the first and second Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechta Nazir, Mishnah begins, Misha Amar Harini Nazir. If someone says, I want to become a Nazir. We've explained previously that a term of Nazirut is, a Stam Nazirut is 30 days. So Mishnah says, Magaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'achad. After he's observed full 30 days, that means on the 31st day, he would be able to bring his korbanot, and then his head would be shaved. However, Ve'im Gilach Le'yom Shloshim, if how on the 30th day, he brought his korbanot and shaved his hair, then Mishnah says, Yatza, he would have fulfilled the obligation b'dieved. Now, why isn't that the case? That is because, in this case, we say, Miktzat hayom kukulo. Since he's observed the 30th day partially, it is considered as if the full day has been observed. The Mishnah continues, however, Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom. If he said explicitly, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, Mishnah then says, Im gilach liyom shloshim, if he shaved on the 30th day, unlike in the first case in the Mishnah, in this case we say, Lo Yatza, he will not have fulfilled his obligation. He would have to observe the term of Nazirut once again. Why? That is because since he explicitly stated 30 days, his intention is to observe a Nazirut for a full 30 days, and you cannot apply the principle Miktzat Hayom Kukulo. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Misha Nazar Shtei Nazirut. Let's say we have an individual who wanted to take on two terms of Nazirut. So that means at the end of the 30 days for each of them, he would have to shave, or he would bring Korbanot and to end the Nazirut. It says, Megaleach et Harishon Yom Shoshim Ve'achad. Ideally, what he should do, so we've already explained the first mission, on the 31st day, he would bring the Korbanot and shave, and then he would immediately start the second term of Nazirut, which would mean, therefore, Ve'tashniyah, because even though he's starting his Nazirut into the day, that day can be considered day number one, and therefore Tashniya, the second term of Nazirut, will be completed ideally on Yom Shishim Ve'echad, which is after 30 days of Nazirut. However, Mishnah says, Im Gilachat Rishona, if, however, he ended his Nazirut, he shaved on the 30th day, Harishon Yom Shloshim, as we already explained in the first Mishnah, b'dieved, that would work. And therefore, he would start the second term, and then he ideally would shave, it says, Megalech et hashnia yom shishim, on the 60th day for the second term of Nazirut. However, im gilach, if once again, this second term he also did one day premature, it would be yom shishim chaser echad, then it would be yotze bedieved. As we've explained, if it's on the 30th day, when someone accepts upon themselves stam Nazirut, it would work. Now, why? How does, just to make it crystal clear, you think 30 plus 30 would equal 60, how does it get to 59? But as we already explained, that since on the 30th day, he immediately starts the next set of Nazirut, and that day, the 30th day, would count as already day one for the second term. That's why, at a minimum, you'd get to 59. This is the testimony of the Rebbe Papias, testified in front of the Chachamim in Yavna. Someone who accepted upon himself two terms of Nazirut, that if he prematurely, by one day, ended his Nazirut, as you said, b'dieved, on the 30th day, then the second term should really end no less than Yom Shishim. However, if after the first term ended a day what appeared to be early, but b'dieved is okay, and the second one does as too, v'im gelach yom shishim v'chaser echad, then it's b'yotze. And why is that? As we've explained, yom shishim, the 30th day, ole lo min ha-minyan, counts for both the first term of Nazirut and the second term of Nazirut, as I've already explained. Those are the Mishnah today.